Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books and 2 online courses. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how witches hold on to hope in a chaotic world. Recently, have you felt that it's very hard to hold on to hope? Do you look around and see just chaos everywhere with civil unrest? California's on fire and has some of the worst air quality in the world at the moment? Or do you notice the hurricanes that keep hitting the south of the United States? As witches, we try to look to the gods for hope. Recently, I was in a discussion with a friend of mine, and we noticed 3 types of hope: wishing hope, action hope, and faithful hope. And with that, I have 3 insights for you. The first one is shift out of wishing hope. Do you ever sit around and just wish things would change? Well, that's kind of what we're talking about with wishing hope. It's something that you do that you don't do much action on, you just hope for the outcome that you want. The tough part about wishing hope is that you feel powerless. Many people will do anything not to feel powerless. They may numb themselves with drugs or TV or social media. The good news is that we can shift out of wishing hope into action hope or faithful hope. And now our second insight. Look for action hope. If you're wishing something will change, take action. Taking action helps that hope become reality. At least you're part of the solution. Because I have asthma, I've been very concerned with the air quality here in California, with all the fires. I can take action by staying inside, away from the toxic air. I've also taken action by doing ritual to help for the subsiding of the fires. I may not be a firefighter, but I can still take action by doing ritual. That's part of my contribution to the community. And now for our third insight. Hold faith with the gods. The gods are here for us, and they want us to be happy. When I hold a faithful hope, I'm connecting with the gods. I'm understanding that they put divinity within me. The hard part about wishing hope is you feel so small. But with faithful hope, you're connected to something larger, and that hope can grow and grow. With faithful hope, you work together with the gods. During ritual, we combine our energies with the god and goddess to create the outcome we want. So as a witch, that identifying with the divine spark within me and doing ritual and working with the gods all combine to benevolent outcomes. And now I will summarize. The first insight was shift out of wishing hope. Number 2, look for action hope. And number 3, hold faith with the gods. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw. To go further and deeper, you can try one of my 9 books. And for more information, you can also go to my website, GoddessHasYourBack.com, and MoonwaterSilverclaw.com. I also have 2 courses on Udemy.com. The first one is Goddess Style Weight Loss, and the second one is Spiritual Solution for Depression Relief. May all of these help your journey. Blessed be.